the confession of sin. I have to admit, this is not my favorite part of the service that makes me feel good. I usually feel about this, which is good because we want to magnify him. We want to magnify what he has done. And if we're in the way of seeing that, that's not good. We want to have a biblical view of ourselves. And you might wonder, why is it that Christians are always talking about? It seems like they're always talking about sin. Christians, are they just fixated on sin and on people's weaknesses and mistakes? And is that what it's all about? Well, sin is a common problem, and it's not something we can ignore. We need to deal with sin. We can't just shove it under the carpet. If we keep doing that, it's going to make us trip. We're going to trip over it. And it produces bad fruit, corrupt fruit. So we want to deal with sin in a biblical way. And so we look at Matthew 18:35 that tells us to forgive. Sins committed against us, we forgive. Sins that we commit, 1 John 1:9, if we confess our sins, he is faithful and just to forgive us our sins. And those are the ways, the biblical ways to deal with sin. So we don't have to try to hide sin. We confess and we forgive. And the smaller that it makes us feel about our sinfulness and our mistakes, we can remember that this is the first step towards communion, towards the supper with God, and because he has made a way for us.